It's a scouting party now, Skipper.
I'm afraid we've bad news, sir.
Why? What did you find?
There's a camp of enemy soldiers just a mile or so down the beach in one direction, and another camp a couple of miles up the beach in the other direction. And we're trapped, like sitting ducks in the middle.
Captain Johnson was a chaplain in the Air Force in the Pacific area during World War II. One day, he and his crew were returning from a mission in a B-17 bomber when they ran out of gas. There was nothing they could do but try to find a place to land. The only trouble was that they were flying over the Pacific Ocean at the time. But by a miracle, they spotted a small, uncharted island on the horizon, and the skipper of the plane was able to land the huge airplane on a sandy, tropical beach. Immediately, the skipper sent out two scouts to explore the island. However, they soon returned with bad news. There was a camp of hundreds of enemy soldiers just a mile down the beach in one direction, and another camp just a mile in the other direction. The plane and its 10 crew members were trapped like sitting ducks in the middle. It looked like a hopeless situation, and that it would just be a matter of time before they would be caught. However, Captain Johnson tried to encourage the men. "Wasn't it a miracle that we found this island?" he reminded them. "Or wasn't it a miracle that we found a place to land? Wasn't it a miracle that we landed in broad daylight in the middle of hundreds of enemy soldiers without them spotting us? God hasn't failed us so far. So why should he fail us now?" "But Captain," one of the men replied, "the plane won't fly without gasoline." And another of the airmen scoffed, "What is God gonna do? Drop the gasoline out of the sky?" And they all roared with laughter. However, Captain Johnson refused to be discouraged. He fell to his knees and began to fervently claim God's promises. As night fell and the crew slept under the silent stars, the lone figure continued to pray. "Jesus, you promised in your word to answer the prayers of your children. We can do the possible, but only you can do the impossible, Lord. For your word, the Bible says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Jesus, please supply the gasoline." At last, exhausted, the captain curled up and fell asleep. But just before dawn, he was strangely awakened. Something told him that he should get up and go down and walk on the beach, so he did. And there, on the moonlit water, he saw a mysterious object bobbing on the waves. As he drew closer, he saw that it was a floating metal barge. Wading out with his flashlight to inspect its contents, he was astounded to find that the barge contained 50 drums of high-octane airplane gasoline. Rejoicing and praising the Lord, he ran back to wake up the sleeping crew. The astonished airmen stumbled down to the beach where they stared dumbfounded at the 50 barrels of airplane gasoline now washed up and waiting for them on the shore. "Captain," the skipper said, shaking his head in amazement, "I will never again doubt that God can answer prayer. Ever." "I never believed in Jesus before, but I do now," said another.
"Me too."
"And me,"
joined in the rest of the astonished airmen. Quickly, they rolled the barrels to the plane and filled the fuel tank with the precious liquid. Suddenly, the stillness of the dawn was shattered by the roar of the massive engines. Imagine the enemy's surprise when the huge airplane suddenly lifted off from within their very midst and flew off into the morning sunrise. Later, they found out how the Lord had provided the miraculous gift of gasoline. Weeks earlier, 1,000 miles away, an American tanker had gotten trapped in dangerous submarine-infested waters. Realizing the dangers of carrying so much explosive gasoline, the ship's captain ordered his men to tie the drums on metal barges and set them adrift. Guard then navigated one of the barges 1,000 miles through wind and sea current past 25 islands to finally wash the gasoline up at the very feet of the stranded men who desperately needed it to save their lives.
The day of miracles is not past. The day of miracles is not past.
Yes, the day of miracles is not past. God's miracle-working power is just the same today. God is still alive and well and working today just as powerfully as ever. You just have to give him a chance. There's no such thing as an impossible situation for the Lord. The Bible says, all things are possible to him that believes. In fact, it takes an impossible situation for God to do a miracle, to make the impossible become possible.